Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a special edition of Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, June 28th, 2011, and this is Boston Council 27 member and AFA International Vice President Sarah Nelson reporting. Less than 24 hours to vote. This representation vote is critical for all of the reasons we already know. AFA built our profession with protections from reserve to retirement. AFA is the better negotiator because our union doesn't leave healthcare, working conditions, and job security to management discretion. AFA is the union that understands the leverage we have in this merger. AFA is the union that knows where we've been and what management owes us. AFA has a seniority integration policy that's in black and white. We don't let management have a say in our seniority. AFA is the only union to provide daily representation and a committee structure that supports every area of our work and home life. AFA is us, no one else, just flight attendants. It's the last reason that really hit me recently. It made me think of the incredible people I've met on the jump seat and over the years in doing work for our union. From the flight attendant I had never met who handed me a personal check for $800 when United failed to give me my first paycheck 6 weeks out of training, to the flight attendant from Chicago who volunteered to work a Boston trip after September 11th so my flying partners in Boston could grieve the loss of our friends, the AFA scheduling committee member who refused to eat because he knew it would make him sleepy while working through the night and pressing management to keep going on a manual bid award to ensure flight attendants in San Francisco could have their bids as soon as possible when a computer glitch failed to award lines, the EAP representative whose work saves a life and never asks for any recognition in order to maintain confidentiality, the thousands of flight attendants who never fail to step forward when someone is in need. These are the people who built our union. AFA is not an institution. It is all of us. It is our flight attendant family, and it means we have and the means we have to multiply our best qualities, organized and maximized through the member-driven structure of our flight attendant union. AFA changes with us because it is an expression of all of us. It can't be stressed enough how important it is for every single flight attendant to be involved and invested in this historic vote. It was so important to one flight attendant in Los Angeles that she didn't even allow her house burning down to the ground to get in the way of requesting a duplicate ballot and voting for AFA. She knew that the decision we make will have lasting implications on every aspect of our work lives for the remainder of our careers at United Airlines. Tomorrow, on June 29th, this historic vote will be completed. There will be no turning back. AFA is the union that has your back. It's the union that doesn't back down from a fight when advocating for the advancement of flight attendants' priorities. AFA is the union that will take us into a prosperous and secure future, together with 25,000 members of the new United Airlines. This is our time. Make a commitment to our collective future by casting a strong vote for AFA. It's never been more important than now. For clear voting instructions, you may go to either yourafa.org or unitedafa.org. This is not a time to be complacent. This is a time for action. It all comes down to us. We must vote. We must show our solidarity. And we must have our collective voice heard. If you haven't voted yet, vote. And vote for the strong union that is flight attendants representing flight attendants. Vote for AFA.